This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
While most of the country is done with the election season that saw Republicans regain control of the House, a pivotal race is still outstanding. The Senate runoff between incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, and Republican Herschel Walker, 1 week from today. Early voting is underway through Friday in all 159 counties. After claiming victory earlier this year, President Biden had to backtrack and now called on Congress to intervene to avert a potential rail strike that could occur as early as December 9th, warning of a catastrophic economic impact if railroad service grounds to a halt this holiday season. Republican officials in two counties in Arizona and Pennsylvania declined on Monday to certify their midterm election results, with some citing concerns about the integrity of the voting system. Election boards in Cochise County in Arizona and Lucerne County in Pennsylvania voted against motions to certify the midterm election results. A pilot had to walk 6 miles to find help after surviving a plane crash in Utah. The Mountain Green Fire Protection District said the twin-tailed pusher propeller airplane went down Sunday afternoon near Durst Mountain. That's about a two-hour drive north of Salt Lake City. The pilot was unharmed. Representative Jeff Van Drew, the Republican from New Jersey on Newsmax Monday, said that Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' misinformation about the border has opened the door for his impeachment.
You look at Mayorkas. Mayorkas, I'm not saying everybody's going to be impeached or should be impeached. Mayorkas lies to everybody to their face. I've interviewed him a few times in committee. The man does not tell the truth.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Two brand new minerals were found inside a slice of rock taken from a 16.5-ton El Ali meteorite, which crashed to Earth in 2020. The researchers plan to investigate the meteorites further in order to understand the conditions under which their parent asteroid formed. The bad news, the meteorite has now been moved to China in search of a potential buyer, which could limit researchers' access to the space rock. The United States Postal Service has released information if you want to get your packages to their intended destination on time for Christmas. Tim Berg has more.
The U.S. Postal Service has announced its shipping deadlines for packages to arrive by Christmas Eve. The deadline for regular ground service is December 17th. Priority mail must be sent by December 19th, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. The Postal Service is urging people to get their packages and cards mailed as soon as possible. These dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Merriam-Webster's Dictionary Word of the Year for 2022 has been announced, and say it was so widely used, it had been used by politicians and TV talking heads alike. The word? Gaslighting. It means to manipulate by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Yeah, no gaslighting here. We just don't... I mean, that may be Merriam-Webster's word of the year, gaslighting. But it's been around for a long time. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Don't take my word for it. Otherwise, you might accuse me of gaslighting you. Dr. Paul Kengor, he never gaslights. Professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, joins us now. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good, Bill. In fact, I don't even know what gaslighting is. So, I definitely don't gaslight. I know it's one of those terms that the modern culture has come up, and that all I need to do is type it into Google to find out what it means.
Right.
But I refuse to look it up because I don't want to. I don't want to do what everyone else is doing.
So right.
I just wallow in my ignorance here, and I'm blissfully happy, ignorant about it.
And I'm gaslit. Well, and actually, like all terms, right? I mean, gaslighting was featured in a film back in the 40s. And
is that the Ingrid Bergman movie? Is that what right?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think it was Ingrid Bergman. Yes, it was.
Yes, it's called Gaslight, right?
Right. Yeah, it was called Gaslighting, and that's it was about a husband who used trickery to convince his wife that she's mentally unwell, so he can steal from her.
Yeah, so, it's actually a great movie. I haven't seen that in a long time, but. So is that where the current usage comes from?
Well, but they're not about to admit it, but yes, exactly. You know, like all things in the culture, it just keeps, repeating, you rinse, you keep repeating and recycling and that sort of thing. And so that's the buzz. And, of course, it's particularly this past year in this cancels culture that we have and the political environment, where people are haranguing and just, confusing, doing everything they can to confuse people. They just wear you out. And you go, wait, right. you're gaslighting me to believe the unbelievable. But such is our political environment these days, right?
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I think cancel culture, I think that's one of those terms that, you don't need to dig into to figure out what that one means, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
they are clearly canceling people. I wrote recently about one of many nasty emails that I got from some snarky guy saying, too bad cancel culture isn't a real thing, or you could be canceled for life, right?
Right,
and,
exactly.
And I ended up doing a column on this, and I noted that the one thing where cancel culture, so in a sense, it's true, right, Bill? I mean, you really can't cancel people because you can't erase somebody from existence like
right.
Stalin did, right? Mm-hmm. Airbrush somebody, take them off to the gulag. But the one thing that I've seen is the cancellation of speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I've been canceled as a speaker, mm-hmm. and I remember there was a college in California 2 years ago, And immediately, I was speaking on the stuff I know best, communism, socialism, democratic socialism, and some faculty members started a petition against me. And you can guess how it went, Bill, right? Yeah. Well, we don't support canceling people. We're big advocates of free speech.
Right.
But, right, you know, here it comes. And in the case of speakers, you can cancel speakers. Mm-hmm. And where I am at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, I bring in speakers all year long. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I do. And I've been, in fact, going back to the late 1980s when I was an undergraduate in college with College Republicans, YAF, ISI, all these other groups, I've been involved in bringing in speakers. And at one point in time, when a speaker said something controversial in the news, you're like, oh, this is great, right?
Exactly.
This will increase our attendance, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, but now it has everyone on pins and needles because all it takes, one Twitter comment, and you get 100 emails from somebody, this person needs to be canceled, right?
Right, right.
And people are such babies. They're right. Such absolute babies. They can't take any disagreement. And the way that people today in our modern sissy culture mm-hmm. show their disapproval with somebody isn't to go out publicly and take them on and debate them in the public square. It's mm-hmm. to shut them down.
Exactly.
And it's really a sad testimony to where the culture is. And I guess gaslighting is part of it, right?
Exactly.
I guess gaslighting is kind of like following the parade. I think of it, again, I've never looked it up, but I think of it almost as you leave a gas light on outside of a house, you keep the light on. And so you keep the light focused on the person, right?
Uh-uh.
So you can always see what's going on. And so maybe that's somebody in a sense of kind of following somebody. I don't know if that's what the current usage means or not.
Well, what it is you're just overpowering people with your point of view. And not giving them a chance to respond, and what you're trying to do is alter their perspective. And in a sense, it is a form of cancellation. We've been referring to it, for a number of years, Paul. You know, when it first started raising its head, I called it the spirit of invalidation. We just want to invalidate people, but when the result of that process is that you make people stupid because you think you're so enlightened, and by not hearing the other point of view, you've now reduced the participation in the conversation by whatever. You've cut it in half, let's just say, in political terms. Okay, so you want to operate in a world that you can only listen to half of the constituency? That is unintellectual. It's stupid.
And why wouldn't it, if you've got somebody coming in as a speaker who you disagree with and think is totally wrong, off their rocker and everything, go out there in the public square, use your stupid Twitter, all right, instead of demanding that the person be canceled, you know, use your Twitter platform to lay out step by step why you think they're wrong.
Exactly.
Go out and defeat them.
Yeah.
I mean, the better thing to do if you're right, if your side is correct, would be to go out and expose the person. You take the opportunity here, right, mm-hmm. to teach your community, your college, your campus, whatever, why this person is wrong.
Exactly.
But instead, it's like, no, but again, this is why what they're doing with canceling instead is more, it's their form of punishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's
right.
how I will punish you.
Right.
I will cancel you. And the other thing that I see that's kind of related to this, the number of people out there who just want to see people fired
right.
all the time. I don't get that either, right? You fire this person. Fire this person. This person should be fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over again. Why erase somebody's livelihood? Why mm-hmm. go to that level? And then you take it to the next level. With even like January 6th people, right?
Mm.
Throw them in prison,
right?
Yeah, that's the next step. And then once these people go to prison, right? Then that's not even enough. And you're thinking to yourself, gee, I mean, come on, they went to prison. Do you know what that's like? You got them in prison, man. You got them thrown in the slammer.
Right.
What more do you want?
Right.
Do you literally want their head on a platter? That you can walk into a room somewhere? Would that make you happy?
Exactly.
It's really striking. Really quite
right.
sad.
And like you say, it is so brutal in a sense, that you would go to prison and some of these young people are being, you know, sent to solitary confinement, have been in solid, and people have no idea. I mean, I've the idea, because I have claustrophobia, just gives me the heebie-jeebies, you know. And I mean, it's more than the heebie. I mean, it's like serious, mind-blowing kind of stuff. And so for some of these people, like you say, it's not enough. So now somebody commits suicide. Is that enough for you? More from Dr. Paul Kengor after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're talking about the cancel culture, spirit of invalidation on one hand, and what a hot mess that delivers and how it's so uncivil, right? Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. And on the other side, we got the yin and we got the yang. Now, the yang is today's Giving Tuesday. I mean, you know, so on one hand, we get cancellation. On the other hand, we get this generous spirit that has snowballed, Paul. It's amazing now how this event, which was a day driven by acts of kindness, has now spread to some 80 countries around the world. I love this idea.
Yeah, it's good. And I mean, it's no coincidence, really, that I think it occurs during Advent, what we Christians call Advent, which began this Sunday, this past weekend. And so that's the Christmas season, the full Christmas season. A lot of the culture thinks that the Christmas ends on December 26th or December 25th that night, whatever, right? And when the Christmas music stops on the radio. But no, it continues in, through the full season of Advent. And so it's good. It's a call on the culture and people to be charitable. And you know, but yeah, maybe I shouldn't say this because it sounds uncharitable, but people on the left, I know this is something that I've actually studied for a while. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's one of the things that made Arthur Brooks, the former head of American Enterprise Institute, who used to be a liberal Democrat, it's one of the things that brought him to conservatism and Catholicism as well. But liberals are not charitable.
Right.
And I don't just mean that in like in terms of attitude, you know, cancel culture and screaming at people. And I mean in terms of giving. My old colleague Peter Schweizer wrote the book years ago, Makers and Takers. And I think Arthur Brooks' book was called Who Really Cares? And he had a kind of an epiphany. There's an ironic statement given as everything else. But when he was studying data on this as an academic, and he was shocked to find out that the most charitable parts of the country are those hick, hayseed, Neanderthal Bible Belt in the South.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
The most charitable state is, like poor Mississippi. The least charitable state is unbelievably wealthy Massachusetts, right? And Schweizer found this too, these direct correlations between people who vote Democrat, people who vote Republican, how much they give. And really probably the key factor had to do with how secular they were, church attendance and everything
else. Exactly.
But even beyond that, you can correlate it also to politics, and liberals are very uncharitable. And I've heard other liberals confronted with this data, they try to get them off the hook by saying, well, you know, as liberals, they believe that government should take care of people, so
exactly.
They shouldn't have to do charity. Right?
Well, that's what Joe Biden believes. I mean, if you saw his tax return, I remember one year I was kind of shocked that he and his wife only donated like 1.5%. It was a meager number. I mean, what?
Yeah.
You
could see this every 4 years with whoever the Democratic and Republican nominees are. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't know what it was like with Trump. But people like George W. Bush, right, far more charitable than John Kerry.
Yes.
I remember this data used to come out every year. And also, my wife and I have this debate all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How much should we give to charity? It's kind of a standard rule among Christians of at least 10% of your income.
That's the tithe.
Yeah, well, that's right. And my wife and I always debate, should that be before taxes or after taxes?
Mm-hmm.
And I always take the more ideological viewpoint how could it be after taxes? You might have some liberal democratic regime in there that wants to tax you at 70%, an upper income tax rate, which is what it was prior to JFK cutting it.
Right.
And then Reagan cutting it in 81 and 86. So it really needs to be, 10% after whatever you have.
Right.
And my wife always says, no, let's just give 10% off the top no matter what. Let's err on the side of being more charitable.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I know. I get that argument. The answer is, do you want God to bless you on the net or the gross?
right. And I would point out to people too that a lot of times, if you truly don't have the money to give, although what's the parable with Jesus and the woman who gave anyway?
Right? Yeah, that's right, exactly.
But
out of her need,
That's right. If you truly don't have the money to give, one thing you can do is you can give your time.
Right.
You can donate your time.
Or become a congressman and give out of the treasury, and you know, it's like you exchange your carbon footprint with somebody living in a tent in Saudi Arabia. I don't know how that works, but John Kerry has been able to work that out fairly well. And Al Gore.
And the key here too, and you know, liberals listen up, it's not true charity, okay, to have government by the force of the law and the arm of the state, mm-hmm. right, the fiat of the nanny state, come in and forcibly take money from people. Yeah, that doesn't make you charitable. All right?
Right.
What makes you charitable is after the government has done all this stuff for you to give till it hurts a little bit.
Right.
Right? To actually make a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that is much more common among conservative Christians than it is among secular
without a doubt.
Liberal.
Well, because you see, they can't claim the tax money on their taxes. They, you know, although I'm sure they'd probably try to find a way. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I thought it was interesting. I just want to go back to what you said earlier in talking about an epiphany. And you said that post your statement about the Christmas season, that it doesn't end on the 25th. And, of course, the Epiphany happens in January, which reminds us of the wise men coming to acknowledge and worship the baby Jesus, right?
That's right. That's right. And thus, the spirit of the Christmas season ought to continue on into the year.
Amen. Exactly.
And you know, yeah, and to continue through the liturgical calendar here, right, mm-hmm. then eventually Lent comes up, and that's a period of you know, 40 days of sacrifice, right?
Right.
Of really, truly giving of yourself and identifying with the suffering of Christ on the cross.
Right.
So if you're not living a spiritual life, and you're living a life strictly materially and strictly for yourself, then you're not sacrificing, you're not giving to charity, you're not being a charitable, and also, to circle back to where we started our conversation, that lack of charity can extend not to just to financially, but temperamentally, how you treat people.
Exactly.
Wanting to cancel them, right? I want to cancel, too bad, cancel culture's not a real thing, because I'd cancel you for life, right?
Right. The thing is, Paul, the other thing that we're finding out when I was talking with Samantha Mao earlier about this, and that is that people who are generous are more healthy than people who are stingy. Have you noticed that?
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah.
You feel better when you give of yourself. If you're just simply preoccupied with yourself all the time, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be miserable. In fact, I worked in healthcare for 4 years, 1987 mm-hmm. to 91, for the organ transplant team at the University of Pittsburgh, and I dealt with terminally ill transplant patients. And I can tell you that attitude was always the most significant thing. And the people with the happiest, healthiest attitude, oftentimes, regardless of their condition, were the ones who more frequently made it, who got mm-hmm. through than the others.
Yes.
And you know, the people who were really negative and really down and really depressed, it took its toll on them and often doomed them.
Well, it's acidic. And we know that acid in a body, no bueno, right? And so this is what happens. So look, we are in the first week of Advent, which is the week of hope, Paul. And, you know, and it's the hope giver that we can hold on to and trust and believe in. Because if you've lived any length of life and you've had any relationship with God, you've seen time and again how we can be encouraged and why it is a healthy thing to have hope in God Almighty. 20 seconds left.
Amen.
Go ahead.
To that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I could. That's the perfect benediction, perfect close. And I wish you and everybody a blessed Advent. And if you don't know what Advent is, look it up.
Amen.
Celebrate it. It's a good thing.
And you can look up Gaslight at the same time, too. Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you.
Some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, These factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most of the country is done with the election season that saw Republicans regain control of the House, a pivotal race is still outstanding. The Senate runoff between incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, and Republican Herschel Walker 1 week from today. Early voting is underway through Friday in all 159 counties. Officials in two counties in Arizona and Pennsylvania declined on Monday to certify their midterm election results, with some citing concerns about the integrity of the voting system. Election boards in Cochise County in Arizona and Lucerne County in Pennsylvania voted against motions to certify the midterm election results. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary Word of the Year for 2022, it's gaslighting. It means to manipulate by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, Bill Martinez, along with Al Parada. Yes, it's his turn. He's out of the batter's box. He's ready to come in and start hitting some grand slams for us. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. I don't know why I'm using the baseball metaphor, but for some reason, did you kind of like channel me to go baseball?
Yeah, because I wanted to avoid soccer. Or football, as the rest of the world calls it.
The football. Hey, I know. Don't you love it that even the white announcers are trying to impersonate the Mexican announcer? Goal, you know, you hear them say. They don't say goal as good as, you know.
As the game Friday, they don't get much chance. I mean, how often do they even get to say goal once, even in the game or the match USA versus England?
Right.
0-0. Ooh, thrill. Thriller.
Yeah.
You know, we're Americans. We like to see wins. We like to see somebody win, somebody lose.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. But here it is. You know, my oldest son is a soccer aficionado, so he's been glued to the TV. I mean, his eyes are red. He's like a Klingon monster. You know, his eyeballs are just all red just from, you know, nonstop engagement with the cup and all things that get people excited. I mean, and the thing is,
you get into it. I was watching. Canada versus Croatia? Like,
right.
I care, right? But I'm like, come on. You know, no, Croatia or whatever. I don't even care, but you get into it. I get the idea why the world goes crazy every 4 years for it. I get that.
Yeah, but, it's all that pent up stuff. I mean, we got to do something psychologically that helps them out in between time. I mean, 4 years is just too long to wait. But you know, here's the option. I mean, you can focus on football or you know, Cambridge with you know, this transgender Jesus thing. So it's like, you know, I mean, this is how crazy this world has become. But this is also why we look for a respite, some amusement where we can, you know, put our brains on hold and not be bombarded, not be, of course, as we're talking about, you know, the big word today from Merriam-Webster is that, you know, it's gaslighting, right? We're all fed up with this gaslighting that goes on in our culture today.
Yeah, well, and then back to the World Cup, they're mm-hmm. trying to politicize that in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. The U.S. changing their logo to the rainbow and oh, this, that, and the other thing. And just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Give us this chance to watch people kick the ball around without having to, you know, make it woke or making it political. Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, Al, every year we used to go to New York. I love the theater. I love Broadway. And we'd go there and, you know, be there for a week and I'd see 10 plays. I mean, I would just immerse myself in it. It was just my break and, you know, get me into the season and being in New York and, Christmas time in New York is real special. It used to be anyway. Of course, you go there now, you got to have your head on a swivel and make sure you've got people watching your back all the time because it's so crazy with the crime rate going on there. But the thing was, it was so disturbing, just like you said, is you go there and you're paying a lot of money for a ticket to go watch a play and everything's politicized. It's like, you know what? I didn't come here to hear your nation perspective on politics, because in a lot of ways, I mean, I can just go, you know, chase down some bumper stickers there, you know, in Manhattan and get about as much substance as what you're trying to tell me from the stage. You know, I'll pass.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's a theater person, a musical theater person.
Uh-huh.
She has no interest in going back to New York for that same reason. I mean, and having that taken away from her is a painful thing.
Yeah.
And you're right. Something glorious, like
yeah.
the World Cup, Broadway thing. For people who have never done a Broadway show, it is an experience.
No doubt.
But to make it politicized, to take away the joy,
mm-hmm.
is just awful, and have such a disrespect, basically, for half the country.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a shameful thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to be given the honor to perform for people.
Mm-hmm.
In a Broadway show.
Yeah. Well, these liberals have to get a grip here. And I don't know, you know, some of the analysis that was done, they could write off and just say, well, it's because of COVID. That's why the box office is down. You know, I think tourism, everything. Yes, it's all combined. And of course, in Manhattan, you know, you got the crime rate going up. People are not real eager, you know, to want to go and spend Christmas in a violent area. I mean, it's like, who wants to go to a combat zone for Christmas? I mean, if you're Bob Hope, maybe, but, you know, not if you're everyday, you know, people. Just saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's, I'm just thinking, Bob Hope, who voted in the last election. So, it takes away that. And that was one of the treasures of Rudy Giuliani. It was helping clean up that area.
Exactly.
And turn it back into this glorious, glorious place again.
Well, it's just unfortunate. But anyway, the brew at stream.org addresses, we made reference to what Cambridge is saying okay to, and that's this transgender Jesus. I mean, come on. You know, it's amazing how they treat our Lord, Al. But man, I'll tell you, if they even got close to messing with Muhammad, all hell would be breaking loose. You know, not that I'm suggesting Christians should all of a sudden go nuts and start, you know, burning buildings there in Cambridge or anything like that. But I'm just saying, you know, the disrespect for Jesus Christ that we honor in this season and for all that Jesus did for humanity, you know, to be, I mean, this is, you know, this is anathema. I just want to scream from the top of the building over this stuff.
Brilliant article this morning from Tom Gilson on the stream. Mm-hmm. He focused in on the dean's use of the word legitimate.
Yes.
That what the guy said was legitimate.
Right.
And how what that means is nowhere in that statement was the idea of truth.
Right. Explain to the audience why the dean, I mean, the controversy was this was a speech. Go ahead and explain to the audience what set this up. Go ahead.
Okay, so some young researcher is allowed to give a sermon, and in that sermon in front of the congregation, he basically made the argument that Jesus was transgender, trans body. It was a stupid argument because he basically used art from the 15th century. Mm-hmm. The wounds of Christ were shaped like a vagina, therefore, you know, Christ was transgender. It's that stupid.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But the dean of Trinity College, which is where this took place, at Cambridge, he basically fluffed it off as, well, basically, it's a legitimate thing. Whether you agree with it or not, it's part of a legitimate discussion. You know? What?
Yeah. No, it's stupid.
Exactly.
I mean, because the thing is, like you said, and I like that, what makes something legitimate is that there has to be truth in it, right? So where is the truth in this sermon other than, you know, this young man, you know, spouting this sermon, you know, for controversial sake or, you know, contemporary speak and gaslighting or whatever. But, you know, it's like, really? Come on. Where is there value in this, and what truth can you draw out of this sermon that says that Jesus was trans?
Basically, I mean, the analogy I made was if some artist made the thorns of cross look like antennas, somebody can come along and say that Jesus was a Martian.
Yes.
It's that stupid. But the idea is we're going to legitimize that. In fact, this researcher did it in a sermon at a church.
Yeah.
And like you said, around heading into Advent season.
Mm-hmm.
It's an abomination. And again,
it's quite the commentary on the church of today. Not that the dean of Trinity represents all churches, but the fact that even any aspect of what Jesus himself created, the church would have this kind of, you know, this kind of acceptance of something so idiotic, right? And certainly non-doctrinal, if not heretical.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you. You know, Al, sometimes you get to that point, at least I do, and I think, what are they going to do when Jesus comes? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, there's no argument. It's like, uh-oh, you know. Lord have mercy, I'm telling you. We're talking with Al Parada from thestream.org. We're going to talk more about the morning brew, so stay with us.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, quit looking. Go be one, huh? Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. The infamous Al Parada from Stream.org continues with us as we're into the brew. Hopefully you've coffeeed up, and you know, we're going to get into our next topic. But maybe before we transition to the next one, I just want to, you know, finish out this insane deal, and not to give it any more place than we probably should, and we've probably given it too much. But, you know, again, this is the kind of evil out there with Cambridge's Trinity College. I mean, a sermon in a church, you know, presenting Jesus as transgender. And I think it's interesting, because in the face of that, Al, we have a series like The Chosen, for example, that Dallas Jenkins and the writers and the team, how they present Jesus. I mean, the focus in this presentation of The Chosen focuses more on the humanity of Jesus and, you know, and the apostles, which, you know, for people who are strict, you know, originalists to the Bible, and, you know, this may stretch their sensitivity, because this is interpretive. This is a bit of a narrative. And but, you know, as I watch the series, I see it doing more good than harm. It is actually causing people to go to the Bible and read the Bible, you know, for themselves. But it is making, you know, Jesus, you know, from the human side of Jesus, I would think it expands his relatability, you know.
Yeah.
For a world that that needs Jesus like it's never needed it before, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it takes them off the stained glass window.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. And also, you know, with the disciples having to deal with, you know, real people dealing with, you know, an amazing experience.
Exactly.
You know, how would we be?
Right.
You know,
Well, I keep thinking about the way they present the apostles. You know, it's real people, and You know, and of course we know about some of the dysfunctions obvious with Peter, but even the presentation of Matthew as the tax collector with autism. You know, and there's other people, little James, for example, the ending of last season, you know, here he is with a disability, looking to Jesus going, why don't you heal me? And, you know, and what Jesus shares with him, because that's the question, you know, that you hear often is that, you know, I've been suffering with this ailment and I keep asking God to heal me and I'm not being healed. You know, what's going on? And boy, there's a powerful scene in that, in the closing episode of The Chosen that addresses that, puts it in perspective and understanding that, you know, why does God heal some and seemingly not heal others this side of heaven?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it gets into the deeper and more profound things of life as opposed to, hey, look at a painting and look, it makes Jesus look like a transgender. You know what I mean?
It's, right. Right.
You know, and this is a good thing, especially as we head into, you know, or into Advent and head mm-hmm. towards Christmas.
Right.
And what does it mean? What actually happened in Bethlehem that we're talking about 2,000 years later?
Mm-hmm.
This child who was born.
Right.
You know.
And what he did.
Profound thing.
Exactly.
But, you know, let's take a second, you know, need to take some time and, you know, catch our breath with it and just realize what an enormous thing this was. That we don't, in a sense, we take for granted, I guess, in a way, in our age.
Right. Exactly. Well, we're surrounded so much by the culture, and we got our eyes off the real prize, the eternal prize. And hopefully this season, you know, I say hopefully, the first week of Advent is hope, that we embrace the true gift of the Christmas season, all that God has bestowed upon his creation. And guess what? It's like it renews every year. It's like it never runs out, right? It's always there. It's there for the taking. If, you know, you'll just reach out. You know, we don't have because we don't ask. And here it is. I mean, this is the season, this first week of Advent that reminds us that there is hope. And we can count on this hope because it comes from the hope giver. Who is all, you know, same yesterday, today, forever. God Almighty, the one who created all this. You know, that you've got politicians, it's comical, it's total hubris, that they think that they can do something about, you know, climate or manufacture other things that's out of their pay grade. But, you know, it doesn't stop them from trying. And, and I love in the Bible that, you know, when the plans of man come before God, it says he laughs.
Right. Yeah. And the thing, you know, one thing about the world right now, there's some darkness around. The light really becomes important. And it was very clear that there's light in the darkness.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's certainly incredible amount of darkness right now.
Right.
With the shouting your abortion, with the transgender thing, with the mutilation of children being a fashion. I mean, this is dark, dark, dark
exactly.
stuff.
I mean, Al, did you ever think we would get to this point that, you know, children are being mutilated, their bodies are being altered, you know, based on a theory, based on a feeling? And, and again, this is all moving in the wrong direction because guess what? People are being paid. You know, people do that which they get rewarded for. And right now in the culture, they're rewarding, they're paying doctors and hospitals a lot of picking money to permanently disfigure our children.
And to play God.
Yeah.
You don't like what you're born with? We'll change it.
Yeah, but you can only go so far because you're not God and you can't change the DNA. Guess what? In their DNA, there's still a woman. There's still a man. Just because you've cut off body parts to try to, you know, tell them there's something different, the internal wiring is so hardwired that there's no way they can penetrate that. But these idiots go and think, oh, well, you know, we're so cool. We're so contemporary. We're doing all this stuff. And thank you very much for the $100,000 per operation. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
You know, happy to take off your body parts. You know, and then what's happening is that these people who've gone through and turned themselves into lab rats are now coming back going, but that didn't work. Well, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, you're seeing more people come through. The detransitioners are speaking up. I mean, that Chloe Cole.
But how sad, Al, their lives are sacrificed at the altar of this idiocy. Right? They on this side of heaven, they're damaged. I mean, they have been physically damaged because of, you know, this contemporary science. And as you said, these people that insist that they're God when they're not.
Yeah. And it's not science.
We're living life in a theory. Everything's a theory, critical race theory. Oh, yeah, I think that, somebody doesn't feel good. Let's help them. We'll change their sex and help them feel good. And like, how many operations does it take to figure that out, that it's not working?
Yeah, and that's not, let's get at the root causes. And, we were doing good there for a while, and affirming people, trying to convince, especially young women, because that's the reversal. It used to be that gender dysphoria was mostly male, and now in the last 5-10 years, it's flipped.
Oh, yeah.
And that's cultural.
Yes, exactly.
That's not biological. That's not scientific. It's a cultural, cultural thing, a fact. And the people doing it, the promoting it, like, what in the world are you doing besides destroying a foundational?
Yeah. Well, a lot of them come from a similar psychological makeup. Those that promoted abortion, Al, it's ungodly. It's ungodly in the sense that we're talking about the higher God, the only God, not the small G God, because they think they are God. You know, they may not pronounce that specifically, but that's what they're doing. You know, just as you said, they're interfering with the Creator's process. I got to think that that doesn't sit too well with God Himself. We've got a couple minutes left here. Also, part of the brew, you address the brouhaha in China. What's going on here?
Wow, I mean it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The protest about the COVID lockdowns, but
yes,
they're also that itself is protesting that, but it seems to be a little bit bigger in that they're protesting the censorship. The party itself, the Chinese party itself, Xi himself,
Can you imagine? I mean, this doesn't fare well when you've got a state or a country that, they've got an infrastructure. You talk about, cancellation, erasing, they can really hurt you really quick. And this is, you got to imagine what the depth of frustration must be for, the Chinese citizens to put it all on the line,
And literally, yeah, this is not, you protest and get a ticket. This is if you protest and you're out of your home.
Yeah.
Or you're jailed, or you're beaten, or you're tortured, or you're sent to a camp. Bad things happen when you do this. But the fact that they're running.
Yeah, your social credit score gets reduced very quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so, more power to them for having the bravery to stand up.
Well, we're seeing more of this kind of activity. Have you noticed? I mean, it's not just in China. I mean, the fact is China is pretty noteworthy, but this kind of unrest is spreading around the world. So I think there's something on the horizon here, Al. What do you think? 8 seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to take it anymore. Twisted Sister, the motto for freedom around the world.
There you go. Managing editor of Stream.org, Mr. Al Parada.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to...